AlaHomeMortgage.com. That's AlaHomeMortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed-rate Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. I endorse gas station jerky. Just thinking about that greasy jug of meat sticks resting between the take-a-penny dish and Bic lighter display makes my mouth water. My favorite flavor is brown. My second favorite flavor is brown with little pieces of mold. And here's a fun game. After choosing your gas station jerky, cover the wrapper and try to guess the expiration date. Here's a hint. You can't go wrong with 1998. And don't forget, if you can't finish your jerky, stick it in your pocket to use as a shiv in your next bar fight. It's like a knife, only tasty. I'm Morgan Freeman, and I endorse gas station jerky.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Think of Holly's Home Furnishings for your new furniture. You'll be glad you did. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Now, when did Sprite and Sierra Mist become the same drink? When I'm at the restaurant and ask the waitress, "You got Sprite?" She goes, "We have Sierra Mist." Well, good for you. But I ask if you got Sprite. If you don't, just say no, so I can order ice water and move on to my damn appetizer. Well, that's like asking the dude at Nike Town, "You got cross trainers in an 11? And he goes, "We got soccer sandals in a 6. Awesome, dumbass. That don't help me whatsoever. Is there any chance you're single? Because I know a waitress you should meet.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have one more warm day today before that storm system moves in with another severe weather threat by Thursday evening. Our forecast is calling for a high around 84 today. Good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. I think we're dry. Increasing clouds tonight. Not as cool. Low 61. Tomorrow, much of the day is dry and warm with a high temperature in the lower 80s. Risk of scattered thunderstorms developing later on in the afternoon tomorrow. More concentrated tomorrow evening, tomorrow night, and into the overnight hours. Some of the storms potentially severe. Risk of tornadoes as well with this storm system, so get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Then Friday, much cooler, maybe a leftover shower, breezy with highs only in the 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bernie Sanders doing ordinary things.
I do not know why I have to release all my tax returns. All right, a dozen cheap suits, $800. One case of hair gel. No, forget about the hair gel. 10,000 Bernie bumper stickers. And total... Holy I am a millionaire. How the hell did that happen? And let me say this. I do not think we should penalize millionaires with a higher tax rate.
This has been Bernie Sanders doing ordinary things.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Let's start with the winning word. The ninth caller at 272-9228 will win. One for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
And here they are.
It's Greg and Young Joey.
Please clap.
I warned everybody this morning that we would probably do it early, so we'll just wait for the... lines to light up. Yesterday we had David Blackman on as our guest.
Yeah.
And dbdailyupdate.com. Look at that. There's the Happy Hour podcast linked on his very popular nationally read website. Hey, maybe, you know, some curious, maybe we'll get a big job offer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's always a dream.
Okay, let's get the happy music ready. And go down the lines here with caller one, try again quickly. Caller two, please try again. Caller three, please try again. Caller four, give it another shot. You can still get in. You are caller five. We appreciate your effort. And you are caller six. Thanks for trying. That was six I just did, right? Okay. This is caller seven. Thank you. The one we hate to take, caller eight. And let's meet caller nine. Hello?
I'm caller nine?
Yes. You didn't all expect right. that to happen, did you? You probably figured, well...
I did not, because I was hung up on one time.
Wait, what's your name?
Jeff.
Oh, well, if it's you, then Jeff. No, like, you are caller nine.
We never hung up on you, not deliberately.
No. As you were going down the line.
Oh yeah. Well, I kind of have to do that because sometimes disappointed listeners will drop an F bomb, and you might too if you don't have the winning word. Do you have it from this morning?
Hangover.
All right. Well done, Jeff.
Very good, Jeff. That's right. The Hangover Burger at Baumhauer's is something where this is the one where they have, in addition to their fabulous combination of ground. Round and ground chuck, which is what makes their beef so flavorful. It has an egg on it,
ooh.
An over easy medium ooh. Egg. So, anyway, we are proud to award you lunch for two, redeemable at either Baumhauer's downtown at 201 Union Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 or on the Boulevard. So if you'll hang on, you get to talk to Young Joey.
Thank you.
Welcome. And a few words.
I mean, that's a huge prize in and of itself.
Just to talk to
I mean,
you.
To talk to somebody as humble as I am?
To talk to somebody who's...
Don't even.
I'm looking at Fox. They've got Beatoff O'Rourke. These left... Name? Bernie, Beatoff, all of them. They are the biggest tightwads with their own money. He donated... check this out. I'll give you... Like the token. Yes, presidential candidate Beatoff O'Rourke donated 0.03% of his income to charity.
Wow!
And we all know why, because guys like him and Bernie. Oh, Bernie donated 3.4%, but Bernie's like a spendthrift compared to Beatoff. Because they think government should be the charity that gives everything away. And have you noticed that they're, I think Bernie paid, well, he's a millionaire, you know. I can't help it that he wrote look at this, chairman from Kamala Harris. 1.4% of adjusted gross income. Cheap ass. Pocahontas. She's a 5.9% of her adjusted gross income. Of $50,000? How do you whittle a congressional salary from $175,000 down to $50,000? How does that happen? I'd like to know.
No, the $50,000 is the amount she donated.
Oh, so her income must be much higher because it's 5%.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of wampum.
I hope she doesn't hear you say that. She'll come at you with a hamatok, buddy. You'll be in big trouble. All right, so anyway, as I was mentioning earlier, let's read this segment from DB Daily Update.
Sure, yeah, I'd love to hear it.
I spent a very fun half hour on News Talk 93.1 FM in Montgomery, Alabama, with host Greg Boudel on Tuesday. The podcast is below. My segment starts at about 35 minutes in when Greg and his producer, Joey, tee up Cher's Democratic Party theme song, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, as my intro. But listen to the whole thing. Greg's hilarious and runs a great program.
It's true, Greg.
Well, nobody here tells me that, so I gotta go.
Yeah, but they're used to you now. They, you know how all people are. We take great things, hilarious things, for granted. You get so used to it, you forget how special it really is. But David, he's got this whole other life and a whole other part of the country. So when he gets a taste of this greatness, I can't even. But you do look good today.
You're so full of shit. Oh, here's big breaking political news.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
John Kasich said all options remain on the table as far as the 2020 presidential run.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Wipe the food stains from the side of your face and go away, you old rhino. You're not even a Republican.
Kasich also gives me the mentality of, like, when you're like 16, 17, 18 years old and dad's still trying to come hang out and be cool. It's like, go away, dad. Like, the cool dads are the ones who know when to go away.
I think I'm a cool dad.
Give you your space.
I'm a cool dad.
Really? Yeah.
Sure.
What makes you so cool?
Because I know when to let her have the space.
Yeah, there you go.
Didn't I? I gave her 670 miles
right.
of space.
Oh, you are hip then.
Yes. What were you saying?
I was asking whether or not you're cool. Well, I was saying Kasich is not cool.
No.
He's like, oh, hey, kids, you want to play charades?
He's Barney the Dinosaur. Speaking of Barney.
Oh, crap.
No, Easter's coming up, and Barney.
Yeah, I'm sure. He has some words of wisdom, if you can call it that.
His weekly seminar today is on Easter. Now, we can get this out of the way now.
We might as well.
And then you can answer that phone call. Well, no, I don't. Answer the phone, then come back, and then we'll listen to Barney.
No, play it while I'm talking on the phone.
No, because you'll just chat it up with that person.
Look, they...
They dropped off?
They dropped off. I guess they want to hear Barney.
They want to hear Barney.
Look, I compliment you every show at the beginning of the show, and you continue to play these bits that I just loathe.
Kamala Harris, 1.4% of adjusted gross income. Are we sure that we got that right?
Yeah, $3,700.
They're all cheapskates. Kirsten Gillibrand, 1.75%.
Well, I mean, Inslee gave 4%.
Nobody knows who he is, and nobody will know who he is after November of next year.
Oh, Klobluka!
Klobluka!
$6,600 to charity. Oh, look at Beto!
Yeah.
Look at him!
0.3%. 0.3%.
He gave a little over a grand. Now, Bernie gave about 19 grand.
I'm a million. Can I help it that I wrote a million-dollar book? Peace. Oh, so ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, spokesman for... for the group we call Generation
Joey.
Barney.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about Easter. Here comes Mr. Easter Bunny. Don't you think it's kind of funny? A giant rabbit laying colored eggs. Rotting all the children's teeth with jelly beans, marshmallow peeps. I think he works for the ABA. That's the American Dental Association. You really need to watch the candy on Easter, kids. You'll be losing all your teeth from all the sweets. So you'd better remember to brush your teeth. Better lay off all the chocolate or your smile will be rotted and you'll look like a meth addict on the street. So take it easy on the sweets this Easter, kids. You don't want to be gumming your Easter ham like Grandpa has to. Barney loves you.
Care for a Pepperidge Farm farmhouse cookie?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
In a little bit. I'm all right for now. Those are good. You can taste the butter, which is awesome.
Yeah. It's like walking into Rick Peters' office. It's just, There's butter in the air.
It's like me cooking a steak. Like you basted it on. You basted it on. So buttery. So delicious. Rockin' it.
Rockin' it. Buck Sexton says, just going to say this once, if you're a multimillionaire talking about World War II level sacrifice for Americans to tackle the existential threat of climate change, you got to give more than 0.3% of your income to charitable causes. Beat off. But now he's defending this, where else but on CNN, the Communist News Network.
What did he give his time?
He defends paltry. When his tax returns revealed, one of the most surprising details was how little he and his wife Amy gave to charity. When asked by a voter about his paltry giving during a campaign stop in Charlottesville, Virginia, what are they going there for? To stir up stuff?
Yeah.
A-holes. I've served in public office since 2005. I do my best to contribute to the success of my community, of my state, and now of my country, O'Rourke said. There are ways that I do this that are immeasurable, and there are ways that I do that are measurable. These charities that we donate to, that we recorded and itemized, others that we've donated to that we have not, which means he hasn't done jack squat. They all got excuses. Their adjusted gross income was $366,455.
It's a good chunk of change right
there.
All
these rich, yeah, that's, you live very nicely on that. You could buy a $200,000 house in this town and pay for it in 1 year.
Yeah.
That kind of income. But it's not their money they're interested in, it's yours. And when are people going to wake up and understand that? It's like Medicare for all. Do people really understand? It's not just the incredible tax increases that will come with that. It's the giant bureaucracy that you'll be accountable to for your health care needs. Won't be call your doctor and work this. No, they'll be basically government employees, and they'll be listening to government schmucks tell them what their services are worth. It's and yet, I don't know if it's people don't think about this. First of all, Medicare isn't like carte blanche 100% coverage. Why do you think you see ads on TV or hear them on the radio for supplemental plans? Because Medicare doesn't cover everything. There's no dental in it. Oh, jeez. What a big fight in the White Sox game today. Why are they throwing punches? Joey will have to do a little investigative sports here.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's that time of year.
MSLSD political analyst, if Jesus is so great, why aren't you nicer? Yeah, like you guys. What? You're just such happy.
Jesus was meek and mild a lot of the time. He also, you know, talked about separating the sheep from the goats and casting, you know.
We all know who got the goats,
yeah,
too.
The goats into hell or something.
Yeah, we know where they went.
Right. He wasn't real happy with the money changers in front of the old temple either. So he's a little angry at that point.
Well, didn't he do something about it?
Yeah, oh, yeah, he definitely did.
I remember reading that in the Bible.
I mean, I think we're going to celebrate that coming up this weekend, actually. That's the big something he did about it.
All right. Let's take a moment and talk about, they'll be with us a week from today. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson will be sidekicking with us on Happy Hour a week from today. And they're knowledgeable, savvy, very, very well-informed women on current events and so forth. So no matter what comes up on the show, they have ready opinions. But I'm not here to sell you on their guest appearance. I'm here to tell you that, I mean, they will represent a woman, of course, if a woman wants good representation in divorce. Their specialty is representing men and the issues and challenges that go with representing men, especially when it comes to issues of custody and so forth. There's still, it's not written, it's more unwritten that they're, you know, the guy always is the one that is at fault or presumed to be at fault. And that's not always the case. We read stories about that all the time on the morning show, about crazy things that have ever got some here from this morning that I can reiterate my point with. But in a divorce situation, what you want is rock-solid representation that's experienced, able to fight the good fight on your behalf, so you can stay out of that. That's the whole idea. Take it from somebody who learned the hard way. You don't want to be engaged. You got to let them do their job. They will consult with you and let you know what's on the table and continue to work out a deal that you can live with, because at the end of it all, you're still going to be facing quite a few life changes that will require a period of adjustment. It's a lot to go through, even under so-called amicable circumstances. But for the negotiation, for the stand-up representation that a man needs, especially when there's custody issues involved, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are, in my opinion, an awesome option here in Montgomery and the River Region. In fact, anywhere in Alabama. 819-4810 is their number, 819-4810. Please mention when you call that you're a News Talk listener, so you make an appointment for your consultation. You get a generous discount on that initial fee. That's 819-4810. Read the testimonials, especially at their website, divorceformenalabama.com. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
This is the sound of ordering the new DQ Chicken and Waffles basket.
That's two chicken and waffles baskets.
But this is the sound of the drive there.
Chicken and waffles gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup.
Cup. Oh yeah, chicken and waffles gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup cup. Chicken
and waffles. The new DQ Chicken and Waffles basket with four crispy strips, sweet Belgian waffles, fries, and syrup. Yeah, that sounds like DQ.
DQ, happy, tastes good.
Want a more beautiful lawn this season? The Home Depot has a few suggestions in one bag. Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99. It feeds your lawn, it weeds your lawn, and it prevents fire ants for up to 6 months. Three of the most common lawn problems, one great solution. Today is the day for doing with Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99 a bag. Now at the Home Depot, more saving, more doing. While supplies last, Continental U.S. only.
free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This summer, bring your unvaccinated friends to the world's first measles music festival. It's Measlepalooza.
Yes, Queen!
With headlining act Jenny McCarthy.
She plays music?
And if your skin rash gets too irritated, we have homeopathic healers with magnets on site.
I can't see anything!
Who cares if you contract tetanus, whooping cough, and polio?
I think I need a real doctor.
It's Measlepalooza, because conspiracy theories are more fun than science.
Fun that's contagious!
It is 327. I don't know what... I really don't know the status of these things now. But I saw a yawn starting to erupt there. Have you had a rough day?
No, I've just had a long day. I've been here since 8.
Well, that's right. You walked in this morning during the show for something.
Headphones, yes.
Yeah, you've been here a long time.
I think I woke up at 6, 5:45, actually.
I'm sorry.
I'll drink some caffeine. I'm a champ. You know, I can handle it.
We got bomb hours after the show tonight.
Awesome. You get one of those hangover burgers.
Yeah. I'm actually thinking about it. I've never tried it. Rich wants to try that, too.
Yeah, sounds good.
And the gang starts gathering there about 5:15. Have you been keeping up with this? He has no chance to become president, but he's as smarmy a candidate as I've ever seen as Eric Swalwell.
Oh, Lord.
The afternoon update from... Eric Swalwell seeks to put the POS in POTUS.
He makes me think of, like, weird body odors. When I look at that guy's face, he's got one of those noses that sort of turns up.
I think he enjoys the aroma of his own farts.
Maybe. But you know when, like, you haven't washed yourself and you, like, maybe rub the back of your ear and it's stinky? That's him. That's Swalwell. Stinky ear.
I bet he's got a lot of earwax, too.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you toe jam. Belly button lint.
Well, I can't say anything about that because I was just down in the boss's office, and Cooper, the brown bullet, French bulldog, was going to town on my feet.
Yeah?
He was licking my feet.
How long has it been since you got a pedicure?
Last week.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
That's why I'm back on flip-flops. I had them all cleaned up.
Well, good for you. I haven't had a pedicure in years.
Well,
anyway, back to Swalwell.
Yeah, back to him. Let's see what Mr. Blackman has to say. The phone's ringing there. This is in boldface. If Eric Swalwell gets elected to the presidency in 2020, he will be living proof that you can't spell POTUS without the POS. First, he threatened to nuke gun owners on his Twitter feed. Next, he proposed a plan to use Australia and New Zealand as his role model countries for his plans to confiscate your guns. They have no idea what they're in for if they attempt to do that. Now the farcical college frat party planner from California tells the execrable CNN host Jake Tapdance that he would send gun owners to prison should they refuse to comply with his Stalinist gun grab. If your fondest wish is to bring a violent civil war to this country, vote Swalwell in 2020. He's your man. Send to prison for owning a gun, which is a right guaranteed us by the Constitution. You know, it's really stunning how effective. I saw a graph today on your generation. And it was all about it was on Modus AD. I got to pull the email up. Hang on. Let me get this posted.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard that one before, though. That, like, oh, you're going to rise up against the federal government. They have nukes. It's like, yeah, use those nukes and you'll be representing ashes. Good luck with that. And have a completely radioactive backyard. I mean, what kind of tyrant would even suggest that crap?
That's what the Democrats, they want to control our lives from sunup to sundown, right into the grave, where they want to take about half of what you've accumulated over the course of your life, just for the privilege of living in the same country with them. Now, his early morning blog today points out, who are the top four polling Democrats? Bernie, who's way out in front, and that's got to scare the crap out of him, because he's not going to be Trump. Biden, Buttigieg, and Beadoff. What do they have in common? Because I thanked him for including our podcast. I said, maybe you'll notice something. The top four D, not for diversity, candidates have in common, besides having zero chance of beating DJT. Let's see. Charlie cared enough to comment. I don't get much feedback, except for yesterday.
That
started the meltdown.
Well, you hit close to home. It's a good thing you didn't play, you know, Young Girl by Gary Puckett and the Union Gap like I did on my show.
That was your idea.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. That's what you do.
It's a great song, too.
It is. Yeah. I saw him sing it. Rich and I and Mrs. Ritterbottle, we saw Gary Puckett last summer at the Happy Together Tour. From left to right, starting at the top, Crazy Man, Weirdo, Pervert, and Space Alien. And you like the cute video with the dog riding the sheep? That's how you...
Well, that's how you relax, yes.
I got some retweets on that today. And some shares, thank you. Look at the little giraffe. That was our Three Men and a Lady promo today. Will they entertain you? You bet giraffe they will. Bleh. Don't make that...
That's some gentle comedy, bro.
And tomorrow, well, what, did you see this picture? This is not an artwork. I've seen this thing as they're building it, because I drive by it. It's right, you know, a couple of miles from the area where I stay, this Hard Rock Cafe in the Seminole Reservation, the hotel built in the shape of a guitar. And it's pretty...
I have seen those plans. That's remarkable. Cool stuff.
And I think it's going to be open soon. And then go back to yesterday, South Carolina. Submit to God through Islam, spray painted on a church on Palm Sunday. And the massive media coverage of this outrage was, I got tired of hearing about it on all the stations. There's the four, I won't use that word, 333. You got to know when to say when.
Right, right. I'm learning every day.
Got a wonderful note today, if I may share this.
Please do.
From listener Ron Rhodes. He lives in twice a day Millbrook.
I'll have what she's having.
Oh, well, there's always seconds in Millbrook.
Do it again. I like it.
He says, shout out to Lewis Lawn. Spent lots and lots of money there in less than a year. Great people. My 16-year-old found out today as well. We live in the twice-a-day city of Millbrook. I love that it's catching on. Emily, if you're listening, I hope you heard that. You invented it.
You should be proud of that invention, too. No shame in your game, lady.
I will not deal with anyone but Lewis Lawn. Please share if you find time between rants. Ron, thank you. You made my day with that email. I love those. I love it when people have great experiences with our fine sponsors. And that was welcome news. There's a new product at Lewis Lawn. It is your traditional lawn tractor mower. They're in stock. I actually sat on one. They're quite comfortable. Used to be mowers, you know, riding mowers had like metal seats. And you'd bounce up and down on those things. And, you know, after a while, your keister would take a beating.
Right.
It's like the interior of a car. The wheel, padded wheel. I don't think they have airbags. But they're in stock, and they're considered a non-zero turn, because they have a steering wheel. And, of course, what's going on at Lewis Lawn is they've expanded, adding this and other things to their product line. I believe they're still hiring because they've doubled their space. They need counter help. They need people with good driving records to do pickup and delivery. They're looking for mechanics because they support the products they sell, fully warranted at Lewis Lawn, and they carry all the great brand names, Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa, and, of course, all the great steel products. They're phenomenal people. I love the Lewises. Stop by. If you're interested in working for them, stop by 1135 Northeastern Bypass and fill out an application. Or, of course, if you need something for the maintenance of the outside of your home, same address. Or if you'd like to reach out over the phone for questions on the jobs that are open or any of the products they sell, it's 244-9191. 244-9191 for Lewis Lawn. 3:36. Time to take our first look at the roads for the afternoon. And let's check traffic. Now let's do it.
We're in the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and things are rolling along pretty well this afternoon. It's busy on the boulevard, but it's just stop and go at the major intersections like the Troy Highway, Vaughan Road, I-85, and the Atlanta Highway. If you're on the interstates, we don't see any problems for you. Everything's moving along without a hitch. We do see a lot of traffic on Taylor Road. Things are busy around East Chase, and that's going all the way out to Vaughan Road. Speaking of Vaughan Road, it's busy at Vaughan and Bell, and Vaughan and Taylor as well. Be careful, and keep your eyes on the traffic around you. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughan. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The driver in a weekend car crash in Elmore County has been charged with murder. 28-year-old T.R. Leonard was charged with reckless murder after a 2-year-old girl died in a car wreck Sunday on Flat Rock Road. State troopers say the child was not strapped into a car seat. Gun rights groups in Alabama sheriffs are taking opposite sides on a proposal that would let people carry concealed handguns in public. Backers say people shouldn't have to pay a fee to exercise their constitutional right to bear arms. Montgomery County Sheriff Derek Cunningham says permits are a tool for officers to combat crime and protect communities. Judge Samuel Welch has recused himself from the murder case against MPD officer Aaron Cody Smith. Welch was appointed to oversee the case by the Alabama Supreme Court earlier this week. Dale County Judge Ben McLaughlin has now been assigned to the case. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Another ominous storm system out to the west of us. But for tonight, we are dry. It should be a milder night tonight with increasing clouds, overnight low 61. Tomorrow, I think much of the day is warm and dry with a high temperature in the lower 80s. But there's a risk of thunderstorms developing later on tomorrow afternoon and then continuing and becoming more concentrated tomorrow evening, tomorrow night, and through the overnight hours. Some of the storms potentially severe. Risk of tornadoes again in this situation. We're watching it carefully, and our weather app will keep you on top of it. Then breezy, much cooler Friday with some leftover showers possible, and that leads to a nice Easter weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Mr. Sandman.
Spring is here, my favorite time of the year, except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299. King adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Twin mattresses started only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
When you buy a certified pre-owned Subaru, that smart investment feeling never goes away. That's because every vehicle comes with factory-backed 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage, 152-point inspection, and a Carfax vehicle history report. During the Subaru Love Strikes Twice event, get financing as low as 0.99% for 36 months on a certified pre-owned vehicle at Montgomery Subaru. Extended powertrain coverage from original warranty start date. Special finance rates available on all Subaru certified pre-owned used vehicles 2019 to 2014 model years. No down payment required with approved credit. Montgomery Subaru.
Want a more beautiful lawn this season? The Home Depot has a few suggestions in one bag. Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99. It feeds your lawn, it weeds your lawn, and it prevents fire ants for up to 6 months. Three of the most common lawn problems, one great solution. Today is the day for doing with Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99 a bag. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, Continental U.S. only.
This is your breakfast wake-up call from Panera Bread. Don't start your day with a greasy processed breakfast. At Panera, breakfast to go no longer means to settle. Wake up with their new maple glazed bacon, scrambled egg and cheese breakfast wrap. And pair it with their new light and dark roast coffee ground fresh in cafe. All made 100% clean and ready to go with rapid pickup at the push of a button. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and that means compromising isn't an option. Panera, food as it should be.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
People don't.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
Because what they care about, Joey, is baseball.
Yeah, a lot of action going on.
That's right. This afternoon, we actually have a couple of finals in already. And the Phillies with Bryce Harper, the $330 million. He didn't do anything today.
Yeah, I mean.
But they still won 3-2 over the New York Mets.
Yeah, it's all about just that energy that he brings to the team. That winning energy.
And the Cardinals, who have been really getting bullied by the the Milwaukee Brewers.
I mean, what pushovers?
I mean, Christian Yelich, can you imagine?
I mean, sometimes it's the bully's fault, but sometimes you're just a dweeb. Nerds.
So, the Cardinals salvage a game from that series 6-3 today. And games in action this afternoon, the Royals, 3-2 over the White Sox. There was a big fight in that game. I don't know what happened. Six innings, Reds and Dodgers. Scoreless, one hit apiece. A pitcher's duel, to say the least.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how?
Oh. Yeah. All right, so all we're trying to do today is figure out what people really care about. And yesterday...
Well, isn't it the Mueller report?
Hmm?
What's in the Mueller report?
There's nothing in the Mueller report, but that's the big headline on Drudge. Barr releases Mueller on Easter Eve. You know, he looks like Skipper.
Who?
Barr.
Bill Barr does? Yeah, he does a little bit.
He does. That's not an insult, Skipper.
No, they do look similar. The face.
9:30 a.m. press conference. Battle over edits. Oh. This is all they got. And now, instead of trying to solve, people streaming over the border in their sanctuary frickin' cities. They got no time to figure out a solution to solve some real serious problems. But they want to look at Trump's tax returns, and that is nothing. First of all, if Trump had been doing something illegal with money, the IRS's job is to catch that, and I'm sure they audit him every year. We all know how the IRS kind of targeted certain individuals, too, when a certain president was weaponizing that and other government agencies. And you got to wonder, now that we know that it won't be long, there's a lot of closed-door testimony going on, and there's these people that are caught up in the true Russian collusion are singing like canaries because they don't want to go to jail, but some of them will. Comey needs to go to jail. He abused his power. McCabe. Loretta Lynch. Of course, you know, then they'll start playing the race card and all that, but they abused their power without question. And now these, like, fathead, what's his name, Nadler?
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of that.
Adam Schiff.
Yes. Idiocracy. All they want, they're going to find something in his tax returns. And what they'll do is they're assuming is, first of all, it's not their job to examine his tax returns. They're just going to look for numbers so they can scream to America how rich he is or how much money he has or what he paid in taxes. And, you know, the way it's set up for people that have empires like the one that Trump built and others, many of whom, by the way, like Schultz with Starbucks, are Democrats. It's set up to give them advantages when they're providing employment and benefits, you know, to tens of thousands of people.
It's how a lot of these companies that they're complaining paid zero in taxes end up paying zero. I mean, some of it is they invest in their company, so they get to write that off. Some of it is, you know,
and by the way,
they lost money 1 year. These all sorts of things.
When have you, by the way, they're learning fast from Bernie. Guess who's signing a big book deal today? Because who doesn't want to read the exciting life story of a skank bartender from the Bronx?
Oh, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes.
Mm.
She is signed with...
Is it going to be an audio book?
If it is, I hope she doesn't read it because it'll sound like a 12-year-old telling her life story in front of the class in 8th grade. Did you have to do that?
Tell my life story in front of the class?
That was a requirement in Chicago to graduate 8th grade. You had to write and read your autobiography to your classmate.
I don't believe I had to do anything like that. I won a speech contest in like 9th, 10th grade.
Not surprised.
And then I got a C in speech in college. Because
you didn't outline your speech.
You didn't outline it?
Right. Because in order to speak in public, you have to go through all the stupid busy work teachers come up with to show that they did something in their class. It's stupid sometimes.
This is Soviet Union stuff, but this tells you how governments keeping people ignorant can produce a result like this. In Russia... Russians give Joseph Stalin a 70% approval. 70% to a man who murdered three times as many people as Adolf Hitler, and a great majority of the people that he murdered. I'm not talking about war casualties. I'm talking about people he willfully killed to literally thin out the herd. Because, you know, when you have communism, you can only take care of so many.
You've make omelets in the morning. You gotta break a few eggs.
To make a real mayonnaise.
Or an omelet.
But think about, that's frightening. I saw that picture from some... I got to pull up the Modus AD website, because that's where that graph is that shows how this ongoing indoctrination in colleges is pushing Generation Z and your crowd.
Well, it's actually, I was listening to something on this last night. The millennials are fine on free speech, actually. It is the younger crowd that's now being in, some of it, I mean, it's them, but some of it's these teachers, I would say these hippie boomers that went into the college professions as political activists. Well, and it's also that we don't want any harm to ever come to anybody. And there are too many people who are depressed. And in all seriousness, there are a lot of people who are suicidal, who do things that are... It's, that number is staggering how it's grown in the last decade or two. And so to prevent that, they get hyper, almost like helicopter parenting, but it's a college administration. And out of this, you get microaggression theory and all anything that would ever make anybody uncomfortable. But that's a great way to create very brittle people who can never face anything that makes them uncomfortable.
Here's where it shows up. If you go by generation, starting with Generation Z,
okay,
in the workplace, and the priorities are diversity is the most important aspect of a successful workplace.
Diversity in what way?
You got to have one of these and two of those.
Like diverse skills?
No. Diverse in color, culture, all that. If you go all the way back to, it's called the Cold War generation here, representing older people, the biggest percentage of in the workplace is merit and competition supersede all.
Yeah.
It doesn't, the younger you go down, only 15% of Generation Z sees that as important. They're much more interested in making sure that there is balance. Top-level business priorities, major business decision must first and foremost take into account the impact on the environment. There are laws that protect the environment. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. Learn to code, baby. But... you know, I've lived in a world of meritocracy. It's called ratings. And you don't survive in this business if you don't get them. And, but now it doesn't really matter, because most of the radio stations, it's about music and finding somebody who can read a card in between songs. That's why you should support Blue Water. It's live, it's local, and there's an emphasis on communicating with people. Most other places, you're listening to music and disc jockeys that are in Atlanta or Austin, Texas, or some other place. Not here.
Mm-hmm.
Not here making a living, not here paying taxes, not here supporting local business. Bunch of BS. 354, here is Red Top.
Hey, guys, speaking of the percentage of people who approve of Joseph Stalin, you have to realize where the survey was taken, Russia. And if you know Russians like I know Russians, if somebody asks you a question like that, you better say Joseph Stalin.
Well, yeah, there's that. There's that.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point.
Come on, guys, let's be real. I mean, Russians don't even go in open restaurants. They got to be behind closed walls. These people are very different than we are. So that's no indication of how the Russian people really feel. You know what I mean? I don't think. So, and
I would hope not, man, because, like I said, the guy murdered more of his own people than his armies killed in World War II.
And, you know, all the
Russians
I know are
debatable.
They are really good capitalist. Russians love money. They love making lots of money because, see, all these were people were brought up in an atheist country. Really, money is the only thing they have as a goal to achieve some kind of spiritual lifting. Mm-hmm. So the ones that have come over here that were brought up in Soviet Russia are very money hungry. And they're hardworking people. They're smart. I have a lot of respect for them. So I feel that's a very skewed survey.
There's no doubt about it. I'm just saying that caught my eye today.
I know. And I agree with you. That is scary.
Yeah.
And it's as scary as the Generation Z folks. We're not talking about millennials. We're talking about the new generation is Generation Z, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
They're as skewed on climate change. If you ask them if they believe in climate change, easily 70% would say yes.
Yeah,
and
well,
something about it.
And the whole farce that they're going to fix it. Look, you know, by the way, Red Top, I got to run. We'll get back to this in the next hour. But AOC is out there. The world's going to end in 10 years, and we got to give up fossil fuel burning cars and everything else. Even if the world's going to end in 10 years anyway. And most people are just not going to be down with that. We're not the country that's causing the emission issues. We have cleaned it up for years. We've done a phenomenal job. I'm old enough to remember rivers on fire because they were so polluted. So stop with that. What's the point in us doing all of this? It's the Chinese and countries on in the Eastern Hemisphere that... Are he knows me from Miami?
Yeah, I used to listen to you back in those days.
Ed?
Yeah.
You go back to Miami days?
I do. I used to live there back in mid-80s to late 90s. Wow. And I'm in Texas now, but I happen to be in Alabama right now.
Uh-huh.
It's right for this phone call. And I stumbled across you, and I thought I recognized that voice and name, and because I haven't heard you since.
I escaped,
when were you there?
I escaped South Florida in 2005, almost 14 years ago to the day.
Escaped is a good word. Hey, I want to tell you something about diversity. It might shock you a little bit.
Sure.
Okay. It was, I used to work for the FAA.
Yes.
And for 33 years. And toward the end, it was air traffic control, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And towards the end, they adopted a policy called safety through diversity.
Yeah.
And their main goal was not to hire good technicians to fix equipment or good controllers. It was to hire people according to their sex organs and skin color.
Now, good air traffic controllers come in all colors and sizes, but I got news for you. If I'm getting on an airplane, I want to know that the person guiding the pilot to the next altitude level or even their position on the runway. You ever watch Air Disasters on the Smithsonian Channel?
No, I've heard of it, but no.
So many horrific accidents have been caused by air traffic controllers who were overwhelmed or weren't paying attention, and there